paragraph of Vize Shanuroim Bechush, and this is what we see in real life. Sheba Ashkenaz Usfivoiseho, that in Germany and in the surrounding countries, Shebavonesenu Arabim Portsu Geder Yisrael, where unfortunately, sadly, Jews have broken the fence. They've crossed the line. The Cholfu Choik, they switched the Torah for they rejected the Torah and replaced it with culture. Heferu Bris, they've rejected the covenant with Hashem, the commitment to Hashem. Umegalchem Zekonon Bishot Benefesh, and they remove their beard with arrogance, without any display of respect for Hashem. Alkein Nisrabeshom Ma'oid Huapikursis, therefore we see Reform Judaism spreading there tremendously, apikursis, where they do not believe, they do not accept the Torah Shebal Peh. They reject the oral Torah completely, Rachmana Litzlan. Vo'oiskim besforim chitzonim, and they study all kinds of secular wisdoms, philosophy, urechoikim mehamun akdei shemoid, and they've become very distant from sincere faith in Hashem. Kimafursam, as is known. Kiho beho talia, because these two go together. These two are dependent on each other. Ki ikar ham shochasu emunah k'doshu ha'idei Cyrus ha'peiz v'azokin kanal. We said the main means through which a person draws emuna, through which a person becomes strong in emuna, is the beard and peis. V'alkein ein sham emunas chachamim klal. And this is why in those places, in Germany, and in those Jews who were influenced by that movement, the reform, the conservative, all of that stuff, well, that junk, they don't have any faith in rabbis, in the Gemara, in the words of the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, klal whatsoever. V'cholkim al kol hatzadikim agdolim huamitim shezochinu b'doyroseinu, and they disagree and they reject all the great true tzaddikim that we were zeicha to in our generations, Rab Nosson Zal says. Mimei ha-Baal Shem Tov v'Talmid v'Kedoshim, referring to the days of the Baal Shem Tov and all of his students. They don't believe in any of that. V'gam mikisvi ho-ari v'sifrei ha-Zohar ha-Kodesh cholak libo moed ki yadu mefursam. And they also disagree and reject completely the writings of the Arizal, the Zohar ha-Kodesh, ki ikar hamshocha seoras hapeis vazoko nimshach al yidei hatzadikim hagdoilim huamitim shehem nikroim ziknei hador. Because again, the main ability to draw this great light of the peis and the beard is dependent on the true tzadikim, who are called ziknei hador. Ziknei means the elders of the generation, and Zokain means also Zokain Zekona Chachma. The Zokain means Zekona. This person has acquired spiritual knowledge, Chachma of Hashem. And that's also the Zokon, the beard. It's these true tzaddikim that are the ones who have the ability to draw upon us the light of the 13 tikkunim of the beard, the Yud Gimel Midah Shorachmim, the Yud Gimel Midah Shatoyra Nidreshes Bohem, Bechina Shloishesrei Midah Shatoyra Nidreshes Bohem, the 13 formulas by which we understand the Torah and we interpret the Torah. Umishom Iker Hamshoch Hasem Unak Doisha, and it's from there that we draw our true faith in Hashem. Shenim Shach Al Kolechot V'Echot Derech Sairois HaPeis V'Azokon Shiesh B'Cholot Mi'Yisroel, which is drawn upon each and every single Jew via the hair of the beard and peis that each and every single Jew has. Ve'elu hamegalchem zkonam, and those Jews who remove the beard, heim oikrim atzmo mikol zeh, they are tearing themselves out. They're uprooting themselves completely from all of this, everything we're talking about here. Ki mashchisim pa'as zkonam u'pas roisham, because they are desecrating their beard and peis using a razor, using means that are forbidden. And they're also tearing themselves away and uprooting themselves from the true tzaddikim, shehem ziknei hador, who are the elders of the generation. Again, that same word, ziknei means elders, zokon means beard. Shemehem Ikra Heoras Hazokon HaKodosh Shebuchlech Yisrael. It's from those tzaddikim, it's from those elders of the generation that the beard and payas draw their light. Exactly. Woe is to those people. And woe is to their souls. Again, I don't know if we skipped the last two lines. And these people are tearing themselves away from pure, from holy faith in Hashem and in the Torah and mitzvahs, which is brought to us by these holy rabbis, these holy tzaddikim, via the hairs of the beard and peis. So Rav Nozal says, Oy lohem voy lenafsham, woe is to them and woe is to their souls. K'may shekosu b'zoyer HaKodesh, as the Zoyer HaKodesh says, Vay leman do'oishit yodei ledikna, woe is to that person who extends his hand to remove his beard, chas v'shalom. Oy va'avoy lonu ki nogo hatzor agam vulenu. Rav Nozal says, woe is to us that this terrible tragedy has struck even within our boundaries, even within our countries. Ki bavoreisenu arabim nimtsoim ato gam b'medinaseinu rishoim v'koifrim. Because Rav Nozal says, unfortunately, today, in our countries, in Poland, Russia, where Rav Nozal lived, in the Carpathian Mountains, even in those areas, there are found people who are Rishoim, Koifrim, people who deny Hashem, Haporkim Oil, who reject Judaism, who reject Yiddishkeit completely. Umashchisim Zekonon Befarhesia, and they remove their beard openly. They're not ashamed to shave off the beard totally. And these people go against the entire Torah in public. Znus, they don't keep Shabbos, the Kashrus, everything. And if that's not enough, they open up a filthy mouth. They make fun of the religious people. Bedivrei chalaklakois v'leitzonis, with all kinds of mockery and sarcasm, what they called Jewish theater in those days, which they would use to make fun of religion, Rachmona Litzlan. Al she'enom boicharim bedarcheim horoim, over the fact that the religious people are not choosing to follow their lead, to be like them, to accept the secular culture. V'rabim minarei b'nei Yisrael yitfesu berishta moro. And unfortunately, many of the Jewish youth have become trapped in their bad ways. They think it's nice. They think it's beautiful. They think studying theater and studying Greek philosophy and studying science and those things is much better than studying Gemara with Tosfos. Hashem Yisborach Yerachim al Pleitaseinu. May Hashem take pity on those that remain of religious. Hanisheres, I'll play Taseinu Hanisheres on the little bit that's left over. V'yatzil zareinu v'chol zera beis Yisrael mehem yamoinam. And may Hashem save and protect the Jewish children, our children, and all the Jewish children from them and from all their multitudes. Paragraph Zayin. V'zehu, and this is why the Pasuk says, when Hashem created Chava, it says, Al kein yazov ish es ovev esimoi v'dovak b'ishtoi. Hashem says, therefore, now that we created Chava, a man will leave his father and mother and attach himself to his wife. V'hoyu lebosar echod, and they will be one being, one flesh. Ovev imoi zebchinas hachochmois hasichliim. Father and mother, kabbalistically, represent chochmo and bina, which is seichel, high-level seichel. Ki av b'chochmo ve'im labina. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring psukim to prove this, that av represents chochmo and aim represents bina. Hainu shetzrichim lazoif es kol hachochmois. This means that there are times when a Jew has to leave the father and mother, to leave all the chochmos, rak ledabek atzmoi boho isha yiras Hashem, and only to join with the Isha Yiras Hashem, the woman of valor, Eishes Chayil, Shehi Bechinas HaEmunah HaKdoshah, which is the concept of emuna. She'ikar hisgalus emita soemes hu'al yoda, whereby the main revelation of the essence of truth is only through this woman, through the emuna. Bebchinas v'hoyu labosar echad, as it says, there'll be one flesh. She'emes v'emuna heim echad betachlis v'achdus. Because emes and emuna are really one to the highest degree of oneness. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, v'ze bechinas sfira, she'soifrin tchila sheva shabos es tmimois, shebohem ono mamshich mesaknim kol ha'sheva midoi, she'im ha'tzimtzum ha'kdesh m'kiduah. Now we'll understand why sfira so'imer precedes Shavuos, the holiday of Shavuos. Because these 7 weeks, these seven during which we draw upon ourselves and we're mesaken, we fix up the 7 midos, the 7 spheros of chesed through malchus, shehem tzimtzumim hakdoshim kiyadua, which are these holy tzimtzumim, as is known. These 7 spheros, chesed, gvura, teferes, these are tzimtzumim. They correspond to the 7 days of the week, and they are vessels in which Hashem's light is contained and limited. V'alkein soifrim lo oimer. And that's why we count, we say, Hayoim shnei yomim lo oimer. It's 2 days from when we brought the korban oimer, the minchas oimer. Why? Ki oimer soirim hu bechinas klolius kol hatzimtzumim. Because the Arizal explains and teaches us that the Omer that was brought from barley represents, and it's symbolic of all the different tzimtzumim that they are, all the gvurais and dinim and tzimtzum is all included in the Omer Soirim. Sheze bechinas soiro bigimatria shtei pomim menatzbach, kemo shekosu bekavonos. As the Arizal brings, that the word soiro, which means barley, is bigimatria 2 times menatzbach. Menatzbach is those letters in the Aleph Beis that close a word. So they represent tzimtzum. They're letters that come in 2 formats. One format when they're in the middle of the beginning of the word, and a different shape and form when they end a word. They're called end letters. End the mem, end the nun, end the tzaddik. So these 5 letters are bigimatria 280. 2 times menatzbach is 560, and we say Menatzbach is 5 letters, so it's 285. It's 285 and 285 actually, which is 570, plus an additional 5 for the union of them both is 575, which is the word Seira, Shin Ayin Reish Hey, which is the come. It's twice Menatzbach, and again the Arizal explains why twice, why with the 5 letters. But in any case, this Seira represents Shehem Klal Kol HaTzimtzumim HaKdoshim. This contains in it all the different Tzimtzumim, all the Dinim, all the Gvurais. And that's why, again, barley is called animal food, you know, food for behemoths. Ve'elu HaTzimtzumim Heim Bechinas Sairois. And these Tzimtzumim, the word Seira means barley. The word sa'ara, the same exact letters, also means hairs, the hairs. She'oiskim l'sakein u'lahamshich b'chol yimei ha'sfira, which were involved in fixing up and drawing upon us that light from the hairs throughout the yimei ha'sfira. V'yideizeh yecholim l'kabel oir haponim b'shvuas. And by going through these 7 weeks of preparation, where we're involved in dealing with this sa'ara, and these sa'arois, we're counting the oimer. And each time we mention lo oimer, which is that oimer so'irim, the barley, we're mentioning those tzimtzumim. And we're working on the tikkun of the hair of the beard and payis. That prepares us for the holiday of Shavuos, when Hashem is going to turns on all the lights. That oir haponim. Shezeh bechinas kabolas haTorah, that's the Shavuos when we receive the Torah. Bechinas shivim ponim la Torah, all the 70 faces of the Torah. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Ponim beponim dibar Hashem imochem. The Torah says that when the Jews were on Har Sinai, Hashem spoke to us face to face. Ponim beponim. So again, what was on Har Sinai? That oyer haponim. How do we prepare for it? By fixing up the beard and payas, the hairs. The hairs are those wires of the face. Those wires through which we receive the oyer haponim in micro form, in tiny, tiny, little, tiny droplets. And that prepares us for Shavuos when Hashem takes off the kid gloves and Hashem booms the light. He gives us that full oyer haponim, that ponim beponim dibur Hashem imochem. Ki al yidei hamidois v'hatzimtzumim, because through the midois, the spheroids, chesed, gvura, teferes, and all of these tzimtzumim, all of these constrictions, bechinas sairois hakdoishim, such as these holy hairs, shehem shachnu b'chol yemei asfira, which we drew upon ourselves, we drew that light upon ourselves throughout the yemei asfira, that enables us, that's a preparation for being able to receive that full Oyer Haponim on Shavuos. And this is why if you look at the Tikkun Leil Shavuos, those books that have in them the special things that you're supposed to say on Shavuos night, the beginning and end of each parsha of the Chumash, the beginning and end of each one of the prophets, the beginning and end of each one of the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, and then we go on to say the Taryag Mitzvahs, and then we also recite a special section of the Zohar HaKadosh that's called Idra Rabbah, one of the holiest shiurim that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal gave in his entire life.